This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The number of American corporations issuing financial restatements, that is, revisions of their bottom lines, set a record this last year. That's according to a preliminary report that's out today. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, well, how bad was it last year?
Well, 414 companies issued restatements, and that's a 28% spike from 2003, and that's according to the Huron Consulting Group. And as you said, this is when corporations essentially have to tell their shareholders that they're making what are usually fairly sizable changes to earnings reports and annual reports, and it usually has a pretty big impact on shareholder value. Stock will go down when they issue these kinds of restatements. And according to this Huron study, 15% of these are coming from what you might call repeat offenders. Some companies just can't seem to get it right.
What size corporations are we talking about? Because 414 isn't that big a number.
It's not that big of a number. You know, you have thousands of publicly traded companies out there. But, you know, the trend that we're seeing is that there are more and more companies instead of less and less that are having problems and have to restate these earnings.
So aren't there a lot of new rules and regulations that are supposed to stop all this rampant revising?
Yes, but it actually looks like part of the reason we're getting so many restatements is that, you know, there's this Sarbanes-Oxley Corporate Reform Act that was passed in summer of 2002, and it requires CEOs and CFOs at every single publicly traded company to sign on the dotted line that the financial statements are accurate. So if they find out later that there's a problem, they are certainly going to restate. Otherwise, they get in big trouble. But again, you'd expect that auditors would get it right the first time, even if accounting is somewhat of an inexact science.
Tess, the earnings season is underway. Time for companies to say how they did. Any news so far?
Well, yesterday eBay posted what you'd think would have sparked something of a party on Wall Street. Profits up 44%, but that was less than what the market was expecting. So their shares have actually lost almost 20% of their value just since that announcement. Today, Ford Motor Company announced a $104 million fourth quarter profit, and that's quite an improvement from the $793 million loss it reported at this time last year. But more bad news from the airline industry. Delta says it lost $2.2 billion last quarter. That's billion with a B. That company's been flirting with bankruptcy for months, and that is the worst ever annual financial performance in the history of the airline industry. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, while everyone's talking pomp and circumstance, we're looking at who's paying for the bunting on this inauguration day.
Thank you, Tess Figlin from Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.